Per King Schaefer, prepare to take roles in emergency management. County Park Board hears proposal on gun range. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Stutsman County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator Jerry Berquist is retiring after having served in that role since 1988. Stutsman County began the hiring process in September 2020 before ultimately hiring former Pembina County Emergency Manager Andrew Kirking.
I am new to the area. I've spent the last 8 years up in Pembina County, so extreme northeast, North Dakota. Grew up there, got to know all the folks, and when this opportunity opened up and knowing Jerry, it was something that I couldn't pass up.
Kirking says he's been utilizing Bergquist's experience to try and get up to speed before he officially retires.
The learning curve is intense, and certainly the unique challenges with the dry conditions we're facing right now. Very, very impressed with the program so far.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Marksmanship Education Range approached the Stutsman County Commission on a potential lease agreement to build a gun range in the county. On Tuesday, JMER President Keith Domke approached the commission about a possible lease agreement for the 27.9 acres of land on the east side of the reservoir.
The map that we got from Gaming Fish during the beginning of the process, their statement was basically that would be a good spot for a range, and they wanted to push that. It indicates it's 27.9 acres, and it'd be just kind of south and east of the existing Gaming Fish building.
Domke added the plan would use the acres to build an indoor recreational shooting and education facility on roughly 36,000 square feet of land just south of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department offices. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has signed legislation that eases restrictions on citizens' rights to use deadly force in self-defense. The legislation signed Tuesday modifies the state's Castle Law and would allow someone to use deadly force without retreating in certain circumstances. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.